We'll cover Tu B'Shvat. We're going to learn a Torah. We're not going to be able to finish it, but we'll hopefully get the gist of it, the main part of the Torah, from the Tzadik Ramatl Zilber. He should be well. From Bar Park, the Tina Ravi, we was eicher to have him in the community before Hanukkah. So Adam Gadol Ma'od. So in the Sefer, this from some years ago, Tabas HaZohav, he has a few pieces on Tu B'Shvat. It has very big yesaidas, Ramatl Zilber. Aleph. Hine inyan chamisha osa b'shvat, we have to move very fast. Hine inyan chamisha osa b'shvat, shebishvil kain, who Rosh Hashanah li'ilanas. Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah for trees. Hu ki b'chamisha osa b'shvat, kva ola hasarav b'ilan. We know from Chazal, even though we see the trees do not look alive, could be in Eretz Yisrael, in some places, you know, Hashkeria Parachas, but we don't see in most places that the trees are any different. But we have a Kabbalah from Chazal that the Soraf, the sap, on Tu B'Shvat, the sap begins its ascent. It begins its journey back up into the tree to make the first hachanis for the spring. And with that sarav, through that sap that rises up in the tree, the chanita, the plants are able, the roots are able to once again return to life and to bring towards the completion of the fruits. Mr. Hashem, if things go well, then eventually this will bring to Shavuos, which is Chag HaBikurim, Shul Yom Matan Torah, which is the day of the giving of the Torah. She'oz Yiranu Kol Atzei Hayar Melefnei Hashem, Ki Bo HaPeres Negmarim. And on Shavuos, all of the trees are rejoicing. That is the time that the Peres are finished and the Bikurim are brought. B'zeu shemaschel azar kodesh ala pasik u'b'yom ha'bikurim ba'akrivchem mincha chadosh al Hashem ve'bishim en pasach oz yiranu atzei hayar melefnei Hashem ki bo lishbait esaretz ki oz kol atzei hagan eden v'chol ha'koyches shel habriyim eschadshim. Only later on, after Pesach and then finally by Shavuos, do we see the joy of the entire world that's returned to life. Oz yiranu atzei hayar. The first fruits are then born. Why Davka by Shavuos? Because Shavuos is the day of Matan Torah. Now this week we're reading Parshas Yisro, and we've learned from the Svar Makadoshim that when you read that laning of Parshas Yisro is Me'ein Kabbalas HaTorah. Just like last Shabbos was B'Shalach, and therefore there was the Koyach of Kriyas Yamsuf, this Shabbos is the Shabbos of Matan Torah. Tu B'Shvat always comes out B'Shalach Yisrael, usually B'Shalach, this year Yisrael. Must be a very big connection between Tu B'Shvat and Parshas Yisrael and Maamar HaSinai. The complete unfolding or the materialization of these fruits is going to be on Shavuos, which is the time of Maamar HaSinai, the Yom HaBikurim, Chag HaBikurim. Because the Torah is the Reishis, is the beginning. And it's the time when the first fruits appear. Shnikras Reishis, Meir B'chol HaBriya. The Meila on Shavuos, that koch of Reishis, of beginning, is shining, strong in the world. Because the Torah is Reishis Darka, the Torah is the beginning. Therefore, everything as Shavuos, everything comes back to that point of starting, of beginning. Whatever is happening in a deeper world that we can't see, materializes in this physical world that we can see. L'chein nikra oz kol habriya reishis, k'may shenemar reishis bikurei admos v'tovi beis Hashem l'kecha. That's by Shavuos. Nimsa, Shechamisha also b'shvat hu hachon lekras yom matan Torah chag bikurim. That means that Tu B'Shvat is the beginning of that movement towards Matan Torah, towards the time of Reishis. Therefore we see, he doesn't go into this right now, but we see that in the Torah, in the beginning of Sefer Devarim, there the Torah is talking about Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and it says, Hoel Moshe Be'eres HaTorah HaZayis. Mishnah Torah actually began on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. The month of Shvat is a time when the Torah begins. Hoel Moshe Be'eres HaTorah HaZayis. He began to explain the Torah, Sefer Devarim. That was Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So, Chamish Osa B'Shvat, Hu Achone L'Kras Yom Matan Torah, Chag HaBikurim. There's a connection between Tu B'Shvat, which is the Saraf, the sap begins to rise in the tree, and the final appearance of the first fruits, which is Yom Matan Torah, Chag HaBikurim. Ki b'koach ha-sarav sh'ola b'ilon ba'atzei hayar b'tu b'shvat. It's only with the koach of that sap that rises today, tu b'shvat, up in the trees. Nigmorim ha-peris b'chag ha-bikurim. It's only through the sap that is rising in the tree on tu b'shvat that eventually there could be the bikurim, the first fruits of Shavuos. L'chein nikva l'kroz b'tara b'oyset kufa shel chamis osa b'shvat. Therefore, when it comes to the time of Tu B'Shvat, it's really the beginning of Shavuos. So on Tu B'Shvat, this time of the year, we read Parshas Yisro, which is the parasha of Shavuos, of Matan Torah. Shu Parshas Yisro, a parasha shel Matan Torah. Ki ata oila hasaraf shel Matan Torah. Because it must be that on Tu B'Shvat, the saraf, the sap, the koiches of chidushet Torah, of the reishis, of the beginning of Torah, begins to rise in Klal Yisrael. Ki ha'adam eitz asada, the tree is a marshal for who we are. So I just brought down the svarim that this time of the year, it's much easier than other times of the year for a person to understand Torah and to come up with new concepts in Torah, because Hoel Moshe be'eres haTorah Zos began in Shvat. And Shvat is when the Sarf begins to rise up in the tree. The new Koyach and his Chachis that's going to eventually come out by Shavuos. U'b'koach ha-Torah mezgala kvar ata zeh ha-inyin shel ha-Sarf sha'ola be'ilon. Already now it begins with the sap rising in the tree. L'chein Sarf oyla be'ilon. Therefore, he says that the words Sarf, the sap, Olar, is rising be'ilon in the tree, is begematria Shavuos. It's the gematria, it equals Shavuos. V'chein shishim ribay perushim l'tayra. Shishim ribay perushim l'tayra, the 600,000 explanations of Tayra, is the Rosh Tevis Saraf, that begins now. The first letter, shishim ribay perushim. Shem keneged ha-shishim ribay oisiyas l'tayra, that correspond to the 600,000 letters of Tayra. Beis. What we see from here is that Chodesh Shvat is the time of Aliyah, because until Shvat, it's the heart of the winter, and after everything has already died, and there's bechlal no koach to start again. The first krechts that the tree gives, to get off the ground, to get off its back, to get back to work, to want to do something, to have some hope that I could start again, that there's a tachlis to my life. The first murmurings of that effort to come back to life take place in Shvat, when the Saraf begins its journey up in the tree. Shasaraf oyla be'ilon. It's a time of Aliyah. M'chein ha-mazel, shel Chodesh Shvat, hu dli. And we know that the mazel of the month of Shvat is a dli, which is a pail, a bucket, for drawing water. Shemal lahamayim mehabe'er. The bucket has been lowered. It's way, way, way down, all the way at the bottom, and it has not started its ascent. It hasn't been able to rise, to get back. The month of Shvat is the mazel of the Dli, which is a lashon you see, we say in Mizmashir Chanukasa Baisadov, we say, Kidilisani Ma'oid. What's the pasuk? Armimcha Hashem Kidilisani, right. Armimcha Hashem Kidilisani. Kidilisani means, on the one hand, it means from the word dalus, which I was impoverished, I was nothing. And the Sram says it's also the lashon of a dal, of a dali, which means like a pail. That although I was lowered and I thought it was for nothing, I realize now that Hashem lowered me into that place, and I fell into that place only to somehow, Aramimcha Hashem kedilisani, like a pail that's lifted up, and after going through what I've gone through, and finally coming out of that, I'm able to be much, much better than I was before. Like the bucket, it's lowered, but now that it's been raised, it's able to give water, to give life. So the mazel of the month of Shvat is Dili. Shamal Hamayim HaBe'er, that lifts the water out of the Be'er. V'gam Chodesh Shvat hu Ganeged Shevet Osher. Every month of the 12 months, of course, has a Shevet that corresponds, a tribe. And the Shevet of Shvat is Osher. Shevet Osher. Sha'olav Nemar V'toivel B'shemen Ragloi. Regarding Shevet Osher, it says that Osher toivels, he immerses his feet into oil. The shemen oila, the nature of oil, is that oil, no matter how much it's at the bottom at the beginning, no matter how much it's pushed down, at the end the teva of oil is that it rises back to the top. So the shevet of the month of Shvat is Osher. Osher is toivel b'shemen ragloi, b'shemen oyle v'tzof al kol hamashkim. No matter how much the other liquids are beating and forcing the shemen down, in the end, the shemen is always victorious. The shemen will always, armim ha-shem kidilisani. In the end, v'leisimachta oyvai li. In the end, the shemen has the koch of rising. Nimsa Shekola Chaydesh is the next page. This entire month is Shayach L'Inyin Aliyah. It's Shayach to the Inyin of Aliyah. The mazel is Dili, which is pulling up the bucket, the pail. The Saraf is Oyla B'Ilan. It rises up in the Ilan. The shemen has the koch to push upwards and to overcome and to rise higher than everything else. So it's a time of aliyah. Shekol ha-dvarim ha-shvelim olam. That somehow, no matter how low something is, it's a time that no matter how low you are, and no matter how low you've fallen, the time of Shvat is a koch of aliyah. It's not a koch, it's not the time of perfection. It's not the time of bikurim. Bikurim, shvuas. Pesach is the Aviv, and Shavuos, it's not that time. It's the time when there's something in that person clicks and says to him, you don't have to go on like this. You don't have to forever be on your back. You could begin the Aliyah. It's the beginning of the Aliyah. But that koach that a person has, it's like, you ever see, like when they're wrestling or boxing? So, I know that when we were kids, we used to watch the wrestling. I think it was on Channel 9. It was all fake. I mean, I only found out later, but it was all a show. But there is such a hechatimse where there's real wrestling, where it's honest. I guess when they do it in the Olympics or something like that in college, where the guy looked like he was mamish, he was finished, and he looks like there's not an ounce of koyach left in him, or the boxer, and he's on his back. And in wrestling, the guy is on top of him and jumps on top of him. He's got him pinned down. And then the guys, the ref is going, one, two. And the whole island is screaming out, three, four. And all of a sudden, the guy gives a shry like an animal. And he comes back to life. And he's able to throw the guy off and to get up. That koyach that a person has in Ruchnius, That shry, that scream, that sa'aka, that crying out that I mentioned a little bit last night when I was introducing the guest that we had with Blazer, that the tree has such an, or the seed before it disintegrates, that it cries out, that davens the Ishbitz says. And that davening of the, that's what makes one fruit sweet and something else is not sweet, is that tefillah, is that sa'aka, that scream of wanting to be able to somehow to grow. We don't know what it feels like. It's more than some 400-pound animal, you know, a wrestler on top of the other guy. What it's like for the plants when they're sitting in the winter underneath the ground. The ground is so hard, and you have every blade of grass is like sitting over there. It starts, and the blade of grass says, "Ugh, forget it. It's too hard. I can't do this." And it gives a knock. And it's still like ice and hard. The ground is hard. And tries again, and then it just says, "As." And the other one says to this blade of grass, "It's a foul. There's nothing to do." And then all of a sudden, whatever, it's a mysterious thing that this blade of grass starts to give a thing, starts to shake and gives a shry, a scream. And then, boom, it breaks through. It breaks through. The Svarim say that the blade of grass, or the first koyach of the tree to come out is when the tree understands that it's not just for yourself, but you know there are 10,000 leaves, 10,000 other seeds, 5,000 apples, whatever it is that are waiting for you, that are depending on you to be able to get out of the mess you're in, to get out of this place. So when that little blade of grass, or when that twig, whatever it is, remembers, or the seed remembers that it's not just him, but there are children in Anikoach. There's so much that's hinging, that depends on his being able to get through the earth. So he's filled with a new kayach, and he gives a scream, and he's able to break through the winter and to start that Avaida towards Shuas, towards Bikurim. So it's a time of Aliyah, even for the lowest people. V'zel b'koach ha-Torah, shenim shel l'shemen. And this, of course, is the koach of Torah, the sap rising in the tree, and that's why we read Parshas Yisrael, Maimon HaSinai, and ultimately the Bikurim from the fruits are brought by Shuas, because it's through the koach of Torah, shenim shel l'shemen, that's compared to oil in many places, Hamar al-Chachma, which is the wisdom of Torah, which is, the mazel is Shevet Asher, which is Tovel B'Shemen Ragla, which is the bracha of oil. Ki Tekua Alfa L'Shemen, we know that the place of Tekua they call it now, but the place of Tekua in Eretz Yisrael, there are a lot of olives. There's a lot of olives over there. In the place in the Nachal of Asher, there's a lot of olives over there. V'chol Mokim Sha Shemen Motsui, Sham HaChoch Mitzuya. We know from Navi and from Chazal that the people there that lived in that place, they were smart people. They had a certain edge over other people. There was a chokhmah. Why? Because it's the place that's rich in oil. Oil is Torah and oil is chokhmah. V'Hashem en oila akal hamashkim. In the end, if a person learns, no matter how bad his life is, no matter how flat he is on his back, but with the koyach of the shemen of Torah, with the koyach of that which is able to be mezgaber over everything that's on top and rise to the top, like you have sometimes in those wrestling things, and 10 seconds later, the guy that was pinned down before, and he was down to the number 8, it was almost 10, and he was, then 5 seconds later, see, already walking away, that it's already finished. 5 seconds later, you hear everybody screaming, and you come back, and you look, and you see that the guy that was down, now he's on top of the other guy, but with such a kayach, not just when they faked it, you know, it's real. And he's able to now, all of a sudden, it was when a hapechu. Aramimcha Hashem ki dilisani, leisimachta oivai li, that the guy was mamish up to number 8. He was going to be finished. And he looked like he was lying, like he was dead. And all of a sudden, everything turns around, and he hears him screaming, and there's a tumult, and you look around, and then he pins the guy, 3, 10, bing! And then this guy is the winner. The guy that was a minute ago, the loser, he became the winner. That's only through Torah. K'moichen koyach ha-Torah, Hulahalas hakol lamala. The koyach of Torah is to bring everything up from being on the bottom. To make that aliyah, that's the Torah. Lamal af kol b'chinas ha-shvelas. No matter how low, that's the koyach of aliyah, Torah. V'chein ha-parasha shomat in Torah, shu parasha is Yisrael. Moral in Yinzeh. And he says, you just have to look in the parasha. The whole parasha is the story of aliyah from the lowest place. It's obvious. Shatar yeredes l'chol ha'amokim. The Torah has the ability to descend into the lowest depths of the world, since Hashem created the world with the Torah. Therefore, there isn't a place in the world, there isn't an aspect of life in this world that doesn't have Torah. Even l'chol ha'shvelim, for the lowest people. Because who was Yisro? Ki Yisro, lehiniach avadizor shle'ovda. Chazal say that there wasn't an avadizor in the world that Yisro wasn't oivei. That's much worse than us. There wasn't an Avodah Zarah. We only saw 2, 4, 7, and maybe somebody saw, God forbid, cable television, or I don't know how many websites. There wasn't a website in the world that Yisro didn't see. Not one. There wasn't a station that he didn't see. There wasn't a bad magazine or book that he hadn't bought. He was at the bottom. He was the Galach. He was the world's priest of Tumah. That was Yisro. It's much, much worse than any of us. Ubola is Gaia. And all of a sudden, when the count is down and it's finished, up to 10, whatever, 9, all of a sudden, Yisro gives that shrai, and then the next thing you know, he's giving aces to Moshe Rabbeinu. It was like, that's the next thing, after the parasha is about, Yishmi Yisro. And then the next thing is Yisro's Chagansa Rabbe. Okay. Yeah. So until now he's the biggest kaimer of Avodah Zarah. He's a kohen midyan. The Torah even says such a thing. Like, what's the compliment to say? Vayish meyisso, kohen midyan. What do you? That's a nice thing to say about him. Why does the Torah? And then it says chayson Moshe kohen chayson. The father of Moshe and a kohen midyan. Because life, it could be like that. That in 1 second a person can change from being a kohen midyan to being chayson Moshe. From kohen midyan, which is the lowest thing on earth, to being the father-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu. And even he was the father-in-law before, but what did it mean? He became now the father-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now. And he's giving eitzes that Hashem made a whole parasha, Parashas Yisro. That a minute before, that name was an embarrassing name. That who's Moshe ben Shver? What kind of Shver? Whatever anybody had a Shver over here, that's a worse Shver than anybody had. Moshe ben had such a Shver. We have Baruch Hashem nice shvers. But that Moshe Rabbeinu has such a shver, a Yisro, a Kohen Midyan, and now Chosen Moshe. He's giving eitzes to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the parasha is about. And how does that happen? The same parasha, then you switch where? Maimon HaSinai. So, okay, you know it's Machlokes, when did he come, before, after, but Lemaisa, the parasha, there's a reason why the Rosh Hashanah wanted it to be in the parasha of Maimon HaSinai, because it's saying to each and every one of us, you feel like you're the lowest person in the world. You're not lower than the Kohen Midyan. You're not even near that place. And this Kohen Midyan became Chosen Moshe. You know how? Because of Torah. Shmuel Shomo Ba, he heard. Why did he come? He didn't have to bring his daughter and the kids back to Moshe Rabbeinu. He could have sent them with a shliach. He could have sent them. He was a rich man. He could have sent people to take the family back to back to Moshe Rabbeinu. He came for himself. He came for himself. Because he had in him, the sap started to rise, and Yisro gave a scream, and he said, Maspik, and he threw off of him like you know, the incredible Hulk or Gulliver, some giant, breaking out of all those things. He was a sleeping giant. Breaking out of all of those things, and then all of a sudden, Yashrai, and then all of a sudden, Yisro. Because the Torah goes down everywhere. Here's the Chol Amokim, the Geremis Ali, the Chol Ashrolim. Ki Yisro Liniyach Avadazor Shalei Avdu, Obal His Gai, Ki Bekach HaTorah Shemidasa, Shiyaredis, the Chol Amokim, the Torah was even there in Midian. The Torah was there in all of that Avadazor, the Torah was there the whole time. Umal Esakol. And the Torah can like the oil, turtle b'shem and raglai, shevet osher, shvat, adli, can turn everything from being the bottom, on the bottom, to being on top. Mis'alam kol ha'yirudim v'olam maila maila. That the lowest ones are able through Torah. V'olam maila maila. V'chein omru chachmein ezal, kol ha'mishtamish bo ha'Torah. Or a Torah Mechayehu. If you really, really use the light of Torah, if you connect to the light of Torah, or a Torah Mechayehu, then the light of Torah will give you life. It will give you life. We call She'ein Mishtamish Bor Torah, and if you don't use the light of Torah, then ain't or a Torah Mechayehu. If you read it just like, if you read Torah like a book, something interesting, that's not going to give you life. But if you grab onto it, like a person who's drowning, if you grab onto it like a person who's at the bottom, and you have to grab onto, like you're in the water, you're drowning, and there's a piece of wood that's drifting by, a big thing, and you have one shot, and you have 2 seconds, and you got to grab onto this wood, and if you grab onto this tree that's floating by, kulehai, you'll be able to live. That's what it means. Eitz chaim hilamach hazikim, but it's b'chayeyu. But it doesn't mean to read it like this, stam. Umasik b'gemar matzasi l'han takanim and atayr v'atam advekim b'Hashem lokechem chaim kul chamayayim. So you are attached to Hashem, you are alive today. V'chiyev shel debuke b'shchina. So Chazal asks, what do you mean? How could any human being be attached to the Shechina? What does that mean? V'aksiv k'Hashem lokecha esh ochla. Hashem is like a fire. You can't attach yourself. A human being can't be attached to Hashem. Hashem is a fire. Ela kolamasi. It's amazing gemar. Says Klamasi Bitol Tamar Chacham. No, Gemara says, you know how you could become Dovak to Hashem? So you're wondering, as you're lying there, like at the bottom, I could become Dovak to Hashem. How? So it says the Ur HaTorah. So I don't know. I'll try. I don't know how to learn. So the Gemara says, you know what? Klamasi Bitol Tamar Chacham. If you marry your daughter after Tamar Chacham, if you try to marry your daughter after someone that learns Torah. If you try to get some business deals over there for the Talmid Chacham, try to help them out with business and parnasa. And if you're mahana, you give a Talmid Chacham, something from what you have, money or other things to help a Talmid Chacham that you should be able to learn. The Torah considers that as if what atamar dveikim b'Hashem lokechem. So a person's wondering, how could a person like me achieve dveikis? So Chazal said, the Gemara says, dveikis, you should know that if you marry your daughter to a Talmud Chacham, if you support, to help to support a Talmud Chacham, you mahana Talmud Chacham, that's already akim in atam advekim b'Hashem lokechem. Ki b'koach ha-tar l'halos ha-kol. Because the Torah has such a koach to lift everything up. And even if you yourself are not able to learn, meaning a lot, you're very, very busy with work and other things, you're not able to. But at least, you have a connection, you marry your daughter of the Talmud Chacham. Any connection to Torah, any investment in Torah, anything that a person does, l'man ha-Torah, of course, learning is the ideal, but by connecting to anything with Torah, you have an aliyah. That's the meaning of the Saraf rising in the tree on Tu B'Shvat on the day of Hoyal Moshe Be'eretz HaTorah Hazayis, which is beginning towards the process towards Ma'amad HaSinai, which is Shavuos, which is Kabbalat HaTorah, which is Reishis and Bikurim and so on, which is Torah. V'zeu in Yonah Shal Parshas Yisrael. So what happened in Parshas Yisrael? So Yisrael doesn't know what to learn. He doesn't know how to learn. But Heisi Bitol Talmud Chacham. Chayson Moshe. He married his daughter off. He made a nice shidduch. He made a very nice shidduch. L'moshe Rabbeinu, Mushum Kain, Zachel Hisalas, that somehow through marrying his daughter off and being Machshiv, a Moshe Rabbeinu, that somehow through that, eventually he had an Aliyah also. Kiyar da HaTorah l'ha Aloysai, ba'ofen shel hidabek l'tamid Chachamim, that the Torah lifted him up through his dveikis that he had, his love and devotion to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah lifted him up through that. Shezoicha gam kin l'aliyah. That by that also a person can have an aliyah, even if he's not able to learn. Through this also he has an aliyah. Zo gam hadarga shel shevet osher. And that's the Madrega of Shevet Asher. What do we see about the Shaduchim of Shevet Asher? Shahoyu b'nois of Nesulis l'kahanim gedoilim. Chazal saying, Rashi brings down that in the bracha of Asher, at the end of, in Zayis HaBracha, that everybody wanted, all the kahanim gedoilim wanted to marry the girls from Shevet Asher. Because the girls from Asher were exceptionally beautiful. They're beautiful. And the kahanim gedoilim married into the families of Shevet Asher. It's a funny thing. So Shevet Asher was really, to begin with, from the lowest of the Shvatim, as he explains right now. And the kahanim gedolim, or the highest Yidden, are making shiduchim with what is panosa of davke, yichus of davke. But there's something beautiful about Shevet Asher. There's something beautiful. So he explains. Shahi b'nois of nesulis kahanim gedolim k'mesh ne'emar. Yehi ritzui echav. Chazal say that the kahanim gedolim all wanted to marry. Kahanim all wanted to marry the girls from Asher. But the kahanim gedolim k'siv yoru mishpatech liyakov. Kahanim are the highest. They're the greatest. Yoru mishpatech liyakov. They're the big tzaddikim and teachers of the Jewish people. Ulu mazeh. And on the other hand, Shevet Asher hayim and hayirudim shebishvatim. Shevet Asher was from the lowest of all the shvatim. Was on the bottom of the pile. Again, near Madrega, not to be understood, but it was on the bottom. Because what? We know that there were Shvatim that were born from the Imahos, and there were Shvatim that were born from the Shvachas. And the Bnei Shvachas were on a low level. We even know that the ones, the Bnei Imahos gave a hard time on their Madrega. They gave a hard time to the Bnei Shvachas. That's one of the things that there was a time that Yosef HaTzadik went to speak about how come this is going on. But Asher was Echad Mibnei HaShvachas. V'yisar mikach. And not only that his mother wasn't Rachel and Leah. Not only that. Shu Achron mikol Bnei HaShvachas. There's the Achron. He's the last of all the Bnei HaShvachas, Asher. Shenoylad Achroina. He was born last. L'chein Siva v'shemes bar shi akarech banesos aydei shemen haroymez al chachma. Therefore, Hashem made this whole thing that the parnasa of Asher is through the oil that they had in their territory, which the inyan of chachma she kol dover gashmi roimez al dover ruchni, because every physical thing is hinting to something spiritual, and shemen is hinting to chachma satayra. Uve emtzos ha parnasa v'hamam and sheyesh al adei hashemen shu dover hamevi or listen. So Asher was Isaac in oil. What was oil used for primarily? For many things. But it was used to give light. So they made money, Shevet Asher. Their panosa was through oil. That brought light. Shebekoch zeh ha-momen ha-yecholus b'yodol l'farnes ha-koin gadol, ki elu ha-nitzayt zin shayochim ala koin gadol, ha-nemer lov yorim mishpetach li-yakov, ha-yidei zeh, yesh ha-takon l'shatar ya-alayu. Which is the Indian of the light of Torah, the or of Torah, providing light for Talmid Chacham also to be able to learn, and to give parnasa, as Shevet Asher did, to help parnasa to the Talmid Chacham. Neged zeh, you know that there are different madregas, different spheres. I'm not talking anything Kabbalah, but you know there's a mid of Haid, splendor, beauty. This mid of Haid, it's in the order of Chesed, Gvur, Teferes, Netzach, Haid, Yisoid, and Malchus. So we know that the mid of Haid, the Torah, this midah of Hod reveals the koach of Torah to go down to all of the amokim, to the deepest depths. Kizeu inyan midas ahoid. That's the midah of Hod. She yored lamata mata umala es akol. The midah of Hod is like when we say maidim. Maidim is when you mavata yourself, and you bend your head all the way down, and you acknowledge that you're nothing. And that's the whole inyan of Chanukah, is Hoid. And the midah of Hoid is sheyorid lamata mata umala sakol. And from there, just like by Ma'idim, you're all the way down to be malas akol, to rise up. L'chein parshas Yisro, hu parsha hachamishis shel Sefer Shmos. Therefore, parshas Yisro is the fifth parsha in Sefer Shmos. Ki midas ahoid, hu midah hachamishis. Because hoid is the fifth midah. Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Netzach, and hoid. Hoid is the fifth of the midas. The gam chodesh Shvat, and the month of Shvat, which is the month of Asher, hu chodesh hachamishi, it's the fifth month, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, Shvat. It's the fifth month. V'roi meiz gam kein nege midas ahoyd, shehi midas midah hachamishis. Ki ha-shonen nachlekes l'sheish chadoshim shehi meiz ha-kshomim, shehim neged ashish midas. The year is divided 6 months of the winter rain season, which correspond to the six midas, v'sheish chadoshim shehi meiz ha-kayitz of the summer, shehim gam keneged shish ha-midas. The nimtza shemidas ahoyd u-neged chodesh shvat. The midah of hoyd corresponds to shevet, to the month of Shvat. Shaych leparshas Yisro, which is the fifth parsha in Sefer Shmos, which we read now at this time of the month of Shvat, which is shevet Asher. Harom is gam keneged midas ahoyd shel Torah. The midah of hoyd of Torah enables the Torah to go down to any Jew who's humble enough to acknowledge that he needs the Torah. Because hoyd means humility. It means hodah and hodaya. So any Jew who's able to admit that he's stuck and he's on the bottom, the Torah goes down to that person. That's the midah of hoyd. Toivel b'shem en ragloi, and gives the person the ability to rise up like a sap and to come out from the cellar, to come out from that low bad place, and to be able to rise up to the top. The Torah has such a koyach. Gimel. V'hine isa b'medrash. It says in the medrash, Sofayn misham hachayshech yoytzel olam. The north is where darkness comes from. Like the North Pole, it's where darkness comes from. V'chenegdan shevet dan. Lama, why is Sheva Dan in the north, which is the place of darkness? Lama, shehu hechshicha olam b'avodah zarah. Sheva Dan was very much involved with avodah zarah. She'osa yiravam shnei eglei zav. B'avodah zarah chayshechu, it's darkness. She'nemar v'hoyeh b'machshach ma'aseyim. When a person is oved avodah zarah, it's described by the Navi that your actions are in darkness. Darkness means the opposite of Torah, means avodah zarah. V'chazi yiravim al kol yisrael v'lo kibli menu ela shevet dan. So yiravim was coming with his avodah zarah, and the ones who received him warmly, unfortunately, was shevet dan. Shnemar v'yoritz ha-melech v'yash shnei eglei zav. And this terrible thing happened, that Yeravim ben Nevat made not one eglei zav, he made two eglei zav, two golden calves. And nobody wanted to have a shaychus to this, except for Sheva Dan. V'yase'echad nosen v'dan. Lukach tziva kadosh baruch hu sheyachna dan v'tzofayn. Therefore, already beforehand, the place of Dan is encamped in the north. As it says in Chumash, Degel Machne Dan was in the north, Tzafona. V'olav Shevet Asher Meir Alachayshech. And that Shevet Asher is together by the flag with the camp of Shevet Dan, whereas Dan is the deepest darkness. Shevet Asher was put together with Dan. Shevet Asher means what? Shemen. Shemen is to give light. Shenemar ulo Asher Oma Baruch v'toivel b'shemen raglai. Ki b'koyach ha-tayre she'zocha by Shevet Asher, shohei b'b'chines ha-masi b'ita l'tamil chacham, zocha lohar gam m'koyim sa'chashucha b'yoyis ha-nimes b'shevet Dan. That means that Hashem, it's true that Dan was sitting in the
in the dungeon. That's the lashon of dun, jin. So Sheva Dun was sitting in the dungeon. It was in a very low place, and they had big, big inyan with Avodah Zarah. And Avodah Zarah is the darkest place. How are they going to get out? They themselves were not able to free. They couldn't free themselves in that dark place. So Hashem Yisbarach put Asher. Asher has a koyach of being in a low place. It's from the Ben Hashvachas on the last of the show. But Asher has the koyach of Shemen. Shemen means the ability to somehow turn things around and rise to the top from being on the bottom. Shemen is light. Shemen and Shevet Asher is the union of the Saraf, which begins its aliyah in the tree. So by this association, this connection between Shevet Dan and Shevet Asher, there's hope that Shevet Asher can help Yidden, the Anat Bechina of Dan, that when he begins his ascent, he could take hold of other Jews that try to bring them up, like we see a lot of this, Baruch Hashem, nowadays also. What you see with Bali Tshuva, that many of the Bali Tshuva nowadays, that they were, beforehand, they were in a very, very low place, and then they made an aliyah, and through their aliyah, they bring other many, many other Jews with them, that they inspire and lift up, and so on. He's not finished. Inyan zenimus kishahalach Moshe Rabbeinu al-Basham ligolos b'nei Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu was coming to bring us out of Mitzrayim. Shayarat ad l'shval ha-madreg. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to bring everybody out. Of course, we know that there were problems and many died in the days of darkness. Moshe Rabbeinu went down to the lowest who were still redeemable, who could be brought out. Lahalis ador shahim shukayim b'memteh shari tumah. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu came into a generation that was stuck in the 49th level of tumah. They were in a bad place. They're mamish in the dungeon. Lachain hoya ha-mata shal Moshe. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu came holding on to his stick, to his staff, the mata. Nechkak alofa Isis. What were the letters that were on the staff of Moshe Rabbeinu? We know. Tetzach, Adash, Be'achav. That's he did the makis with them. Right? Dam Tzadekin. Those are the letters. Tetzach, Adash, Be'achav. Shema'ilim Gematria. All of those, if you add them together, Tetzach, Adash, and Be'achav, it equals the Gematria, Osher. Alush Shin Reish. Vilomata, the stick, Erla is the Gematria done. It's an amazing thing. Ki detzach adash be'achav, hem ha'esa makis, the 10 makis, shenespashtu ayidei hamata, that Moshe Rabbeinu, that Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu the koyach to bring out upon the Mitzrayim with his mata that had inscribed adash and great detzach adash be'achav, which is the inyan of Asher and Dan, the lowest of the Shvatim. Va'yodoy yordin ad lamata mata, because Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to bring gula, and gula means to go all the way down into the bottom of the barrel to bring up everybody. Kine Moshe Rabbeinu l'shom tan v'hein lo yaminu li. So Moshe Rabbeinu had a time that he said that when Hashem wanted to appoint him for the job, he said they're never going to believe me. Well, the tzarech zeh noson Hashem Yisbarach mata. So Hashem Yisbarach told, when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hashem Yisbarach said to him, here, take that stick, and you're going to do the makas with the stick. You do all kinds of fancy things with the stick. Hashem is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, they're memtesh shari tumah, the 49th level of tumah, they're never going to believe me. And Hashem says, take the mata, asher b'yadecha, and tasa b'y ha'oysos, and with this mata that has on it the tzach, adash, b'achav, which is the combination of osher and done, you'll be able to go into Mitzrayim and to somehow turn things around, that the Jews who are in the lowest place, that all of a sudden when the count was up to 9, boom, the whole thing, upside down. Then all of a sudden power was on his back, 9, 10, ding, ding, and the Jews are leaving Mitzrayim. That's how it happened.
That's where the count came from, 10, from the Makos, right? That's where they have
that. Yeah, that's the 10, that's the count. That's what we count. Dam, so that's the count. 1, 2, dam, so there, kinim, oroiv, and that's it. The count is over. 10. So Hashem gave him the matter, with the matter that has in it the inyan of Don and Asher. Val yodo yehi biyicholta leirid ad lamata matla haloisam. And Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Go down into the dregs, mamish, into the lowest, underneath the subway, the lowest place, deep, deep down, and take my kindlech out of there. Kizeh v'inyin shel hamata, because that's the inyin of the mata, of the stick. Ligroim oisos amosim. Hashem said, you're going to take this stick, and you do miracles with it, signs and miracles. Shkam elu shehim b'nei don yamina. What's the biggest miracle? I told you many times, Rabbi Nachman Breslov had a Talmud. What have I said here in Shul? Rabbi Nachman Breslov had a Talmud. And when they asked the Talmud, he was a big tzaddik, and they asked the Talmud, no, your Rebbe is Rabbi Nachman Breslov, what did you see? You saw any miracles? You know, the people like to know stories. You saw him do miracles? So he said, yeah, I saw. You're looking at him. I'm his biggest miracle. Me. Because when I met him, I was the lowest Jew in the world. And then somehow, I don't know how, but somehow Rabbi Nachman made me into an Erlich Yid. You don't have to look for changing the splitting seas and bringing down the man. You want to see a real miracle? How do you take a guy that's in that thing of done, and how do you bring him out from that place and make him into a Yid? That's much bigger. So Hashem says to Moshe, you're going to take the matah, and you're going to do big miracles with the matah. And it has on it the Tzachadash Bachar, which is the Gematria Osher, and the Matah is the Gematria Dan. And give Yidden with this stick an ice and a maifis that's going to give them the koiches to be able to begin the aliyah, like the sap and the tree. Stama, the Indian of the stick, is also has to do with Tu B'Shvat. That's the Matah of Maisha, that stick. It's an Indian also of a piece of a tree. That Moshe Rabbeinu had such a koyach. L'chein hayenechkak alamata oiris gedolim detzach hadash ba'achav. That's why it was engraved on the stick, such big light. These ten makas, shehem ha'oiris shol shevet osher, u'b'koyach zeh yored ha'or lamata ve'yir gam l'shevet don. That shevet osher had this light, shevet osher, which means shemen, which is light, was able to somehow bring that light, like going all the way down to the bottom of the earth, but with a candle. With that oil, that light, and Shevet Osher was able to say to Don, here, hold on to me, we're going to get out of here. We're going to get out of here. V'hinei nemra hei pamim or, v'maisa b'reishis. In Maisa b'reishis, it says the word or, light, five times. V'ikr hu ha'alef shel ha'or, and the ikr is the aleph of the word or, ha'roimez al ha'achtus, one is the number of unity, Lakach, Chamisha Pamim Aleph, five times, if you take the letter Aleph, Aleph Lamed Pei, five times, Oyle Begematria, Mata Osha. Chamzat de Gematria, Mata Osha. Shehim Oylem Yachad, Don Osha. Which comes out the Gematria, Don and Osha. Ukomer Zehamata, Yorad Ad Bechinis Anachash. And this stick of Moshe Rabbeinu went all the way down to the level of the snake of Gan Eden. That snake. That's how come the stick was able to change into a snake. Meaning that you have a Yid, that one second he's like a snake, and then the next second he's able to become a Matel Lukim, he's able to become a Yid. Remember that Dun is compared to a snake. That's not a good thing. We don't like snakes. And Don is compared to a nochash. She yorid a mislabish mamish ad shenasa nochash. That's how low Don can fall, until it's mislabish, not inyan of a snake. Because he gives into the inyan of the snake. The sham mal es kol habachinis v'kol hamakomis anamuchim. Somehow the mata, this stick, was able to bring out from that lowest place of the snake, of the nochash, to bring out Shevet Don. And it has engraved on the stick the lights of the Tzach Adash and Bachav of Shevet Osher. So it says in next week's parasha, Ki sikne eved ivri, if you buy an eved ivri, you buy a Jewish slave. Uparashas mishpatim who has saved shall tikkun hashayavim. In a regular year, now it's a leap year, so we go also truma tetzav. In a regular year, the end of Shavavim is when is parashas. Truma. Mishpatim. It's the end of Shavim is Mishpatim. L'chein, when it says, Ki sikne evit ivri, sikne, how do you acquire? How do you acquire, how do you bring a Jew out who is in that level of like a of a slave? So he says, Sikna is other gematria, don asher. Sikna is the gematria, don asher. Bilo evit ivri is the gematria, nachash, snake. The kulam yachad, all of it together, if you take the words sikna evit ivri, meaning that through the koch of don and asher, you're able to bring out a Jew who is like an, is like a snake, an evit ivri, he's a slave to his taivas, which is the gematria nachash. You're able to bring out, and what? Sikne, evit, ivri, all together. Those three words comes out to the gematria, bracious, which is shuas, which is bikurim. To start again. Kia'or, shall bracious, because the light of bracious is so powerful. It's so strong, the light of bracious, that it's able to go all the way ad hamokim shal nachash, umala hakol el aracious, it could bring everything back to the beginning, to start again. This inyan, Eizdal, we'll just be able to go a little bit. Which means that Hashem made the world in such a way where He taught us that He Himself, kivyachol, goes down to us with Mitzrayim, and then He comes out of Mitzrayim. And that's the avoid of each and every Jew, that we go through in life, different than Yonim, and we go down. But the tachlis of going down is not to stay over there. The tachlis of going down is to get out. That's the whole avoid of a Jew in this world, is don osher, is to get out. Is to somehow, like the surf, like the sap in the tree in the winter, is to get out of there. So it's true that we go through these in Yonim, but we have to rise. First, there has to be a Yerida. The Achrechein, the last page. Achrechein, Naser Haliyah. Afterwards, then there's an aliyah. By Yerida and the whole descent, you only went through that was that you should have an aliyah. That you should have an aliyah. Let's talk about, let's use the marshal of the wrestler again. That, or the boxer, Christ. That in that marshal, so the guy was not doing well. The match was going against him, he wasn't doing well. I've seen this myself, not in a long time, but I've seen this. That it was going terrible. Let's say with a box, clap and a hack, and the guy's give it to him, boom, boom. And he's like, it's not going well. And it's like a Rachmanis on the guy. You know, the ref is going to call the fight in a second because the guy is already getting knocked so bad. And then, so Istam, since the first round, the second round, he wasn't doing well. And now it's getting finished. And then he gives them, the other one gives him a clap, and then he falls down. That falling down was just the hemshech of the whole Yerida. And now it's the Etzem HaYerida. And the guy that gave the clap walks away. And the crowd is counting. Here we go again. Dam Tzvadei HaKinim. Right? 1, 2, 3, 4. And then you hear the crowd screaming. I saw this many times. The crowd screams. And this wasn't fixed. The crowd screams. And then the guy that was down, it's like an animal. He's like an animal. He's insulted. You know, you knocked him out. He became like an animal. And then he goes, boop, 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 boop. And then it's over. He's the winner. And there he stands there all bleeding from the clap that he got 30 seconds ago. And the other guy, schluft. He's not doing anything. He's out. So if not for that Yerida, if he wouldn't have gotten that clap, and all those claps from the first five rounds, whatever, something happened inside of him. The seraph came up in the tree. Something happened inside. Said, you know, Usher went down to him, and something went over there, and a light, something turned on. And from that, you read the davke. If he wouldn't have gone to that place, he wouldn't have had the aliyah. And then from that, he gives a scream. He has new kaiches and davke. He's able to win. Hashem made in such a way that the Yerida is a Tzarech Aliyah. He explains the Indian this a little bit more in the way of Kabbalah, that Hashem Mizbarach made everything in such a way that davke, the biggest things come from the worst times. We always see that. I don't think it's necessary to go into that. Right after Amalek comes Maimon HaSinai. It's always like that. In other words, when it's down to the number nine, right, and it looks like it's finished, Amalek got us, Hayesh Hashem v'kibbeinu am'ayin, oy, Bnei Yisrael's fafal and Hayesh Hashem b'kivenu ayin, and everybody's lying. No koiches says it says they came to refeed them, rofi them, and atayru, they're weak. There's no koiches. Then the next thing you know, Mahamad has seen our greatest moment of glory. Everything's like that. Because Hashem is Baruch made it in such a way, he explains that, you see in the Svarim, in the Kabbalah Svarim, that the aura of Geula is Davka comes out from the lowest place. We see that the whole thing, you know, David HaMelech and Bathsheba and Bnei Sloth, it's always like that, because from that place it has something like this mysterious resurgence that it wouldn't, if it didn't fall, it would have lost completely. And through that falling, it gathers its strength. Look at Eis Hay. Zeh bechinas esnoitzetzus ha-geula shemaschel esnoitzetz b'chamisha osa b'shvat. The beginning of this ascent, that scream to get off the floor, arumcha Hashem, that begins tu b'shvat. Ki'inyin zeh sheyuidu l'tzarech aliyah mesava gam b'ilanis. Because that's exactly what the tree is going through. The whole winter, the tree is in a horrible yerida, the worst yerida. That's already a memory. That last year there were fruits, like, you know, like an old person. He's talking about when he was younger, he did this, he did that. So the tree is lying on the ground, so you don't know what I had, apricots, what I gave, apples. And everybody's saying, yeah. Right, he gave apples. He's old, and he's sebrochen, and he has no koiches. There's nothing to do. Ki koach hatzmicha shebilonis tzricha biur. The koach hatzmicha, Hashem is clarifying, Hashem's pulling out, who are you really? Who are you really? Ki kol pam shenaset tzmicha chadasha, that if there's going to be something new, something that there never was before in the world, always we see tzarech lias biur shal toiv mirah, that it has to be by the tov finally pulling itself out and smashing the ra. That's Maimon Hasini after Amalek. It's always like that. Like what we see right now, it looks like everything is hopeless because the world is such a mess. And every week there's another machine, an iPad, an iPod, an iPhone number 10, iPhone. I don't know what it even is, an iPhone, but it has all different numbers, a new one. And it looks like it can't get any worse than this. And there's nothing you could ever. I was at a simcha recently where I saw. I saw the father of the chasm while the chasm was talking. I saw the father on his BlackBerry, his own son. It was the first Sherev Brachas, and the father the whole time is like this. So maybe he was reading it together with him. I thought maybe he prepared it with him. I don't know. The whole time, I saw later on, he was also the whole time Isaac with that. Father. So how could it get lower than this? Because the few of us that are still left in the world that have a little bit of sap, we're still shevet mitzvahs, there's going to be such of an ahafei chud Mashiach. It's going to be in such a way, in such an unbelievable way, that Aram HaShem will say, it's going to be that, like on the ninth count, then all of a sudden, it's going to be tag team, Dun and Usher, coming out from the cellar. That's what's going to be. That's the meaning of Tu B'Shvat. Just one more second. It was like Shiredis. Yeah, so the Kacha Kach HaSmich Shalim Yered L'mata Mata. The Koch of the tree, to start again, it goes deep, deep down into the earth. And then all the parts of the tree that are not Shayach anymore to being in the world, all that falls away. She actually also man pairs taivim shall taken. Nothing's going to come from those parts, and it all just disintegrates. And there's only this little seed that made it through all of that. That's left. That's us. That's our generation. Everything else is gone. And there's this little seed that's left. Harahem is dabkin ba'apsoilus shel ha'aretz ve'en yichoyim shuv la'alis ha'meilam ve'lachen shenasa at this night shel ha'aviv. And it comes to the spring. Shu ha'aretz shel gula was the light of redemption. Ki mas chalata ayom lios chamim begashmi, as it becomes warm. Which is the light of redemption, begins to shine in the spring. Pesach, v'azay ha'saraf shu mushrus l'mayla shu tamin medubak la'sherish. You see, the saraf always stayed dovuk. It was always attached to the sherish, to the root, to the essence. So as bad as it got, that little bit of life remained in the saraf. That little bit of life remained in the saraf. And through the koach of learning, and through the koach of Torah and Tefillah and Tu B'Shvat, that little bit of life that's left, which is the tamsis of all life, that's left in the sarf, it's that part that doesn't give up, is left in the sap, that finally it's able to break through in the spring and to come out and to start again. And it throws behind all the bad stuff, it peels off all the garbage that's all left behind. It became dovuk to its sheirish in the depths of the earth. And now the sarf rises in the tree. And a new and beautiful plant grows. And all that was good in potential in that broken seed, all now is able to come out. The good and the ra is pushed away, and the tayv is able to break through the surface of the earth and to become a full-fledged tree, to bear fruit and to give fruit and so on. No, we're talking about plants, so we should all daven today as Semach David Meir Tatzmiach, that Hashem is Bar. That plant, all that we're talking about is the union of David HaMelech. Arimimcha Hashem Kedilitzani V'lo Semach David, is that Semach David so many years is under the ground and is not coming out, and it's gathering strength, and it's coming to this time where Mitzvah Shomi should be Zeicha, that already long before next Tu B'Shvat we should be together with Semach David in the Yerushalayim HaKadosh with Hashem HaMitzvah. Amen. Amen.